Oh, Phoebe, are you still on hold? I was supposed to call my dad back like 2 hours ago.
Oh, yeah, he clicked on. He said call him as soon as you get a chance. He's at Flimby's.
What's Flimby's?
Oh, yeah, that's the word I use when I can't remember the real thing.
Okay, hang up. That's it. Come on.
No, Rachel, that's what they want me to do. My warranty expires tomorrow. If I don't get through, they're not going to fix my crappy broken phone for free. We cannot let them win. It's us versus them.
Yes.
Huh. I say hang up.
It's Chandler and us versus Monica and them.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Listen, I got to double check for tickets tonight. Who got what?
Oh, I have one.
I need two. I'm bringing Pete. My boyfriend. I have a boyfriend now.
Two it is. Russ, how about you?
I also need two.
Really? Who's number two?
Who's number two? One of the more difficult games sewer workers play.
No, it's just this person.
Like a date type person?
Yeah, kind of. It's this woman from work. I hope that won't be too weird. Will it, Rach?
No. No, not at all. No. I was actually going to bring someone myself, so.
But you said one ticket.
I meant me plus one.
Okay, did you guys mean you plus one?
All right, I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I need a date.
Oh, hey, you guys are finally going to get to meet Kate.
Oh, yeah.
And I borrowed some of your cologne. I hope she likes it.
Joey, what are you doing? That's never going to happen. She's seeing somebody.
Yeah, and I don't have any cologne.
Green bottle next to the shaving cream.
Oh, worm medicine for the duck.
Wear this.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm setting the phone down. But I'm still here. Just don't go anywhere. I'm still here. Don't switch or anything, because I'm right here. Just one sec. One sec. One second. Wait. One second. Just.
Phoebe?
What, Monica? I'm scared.
That's a sleeve, okay?
Yeah.
And we also have a speakerphone.
Please stay on the line. Your call is important to us.
Anyway, you gotta hang up because we're gonna be late.
Thank you for your patience. You're the next caller.
Yes! Yes! I'm the next caller! You're gonna have me hang up.
Hey. Can you take a duck and a chick to the theater?
Of course not.
Okay, I just wanted them to hear it from somebody else. All right, fellas, back to Nintendo.
Hey, Rach.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
Hey.
So it looks like we're the first ones here.
Yeah, looks that way. First ones here. Woo!
Tommy, this is Ross, Tommy.
Hey.
Hey, I'm sorry, this is Kaylin.
Hi. Kaylin. Hi. Okay. Sorry. Okay.
And break.
Okay. I think I'm going to run to the ladies' room.
Okay.
I'll join you.
I'll get her.
Okay. Thank you.
So, this is awkward.
Yeah?
Well, you know, because Rachel and I used to go out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh. Well, then, this is awkward. So what are you...
I think we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I think you may be in our seats.
No, I don't think so.
Can we take a look at your ticket?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, see, this says D13, and...
Oh, well, I thought that,
You thought, huh? Yeah, well, that didn't really work out too well for it, did you, idiot? What are you, a moron, huh? It says D13, okay? Look, you're surrounded by even numbers. Does that give you some clue?
The usher told her.
Oh, well, the usher must be right. What with all the training they go through? Get out! Here. Hey, man, you want the aisle?
No, I'm good.
There he is.
There's our star.
So, what'd you think?
Almost as good as the play with the two naked girls on the seesaw.
I wasn't in that.
I know.
Hey. Listen, I want you to meet everybody. Everybody, this is Kate.
Excuse me.
Hi. Sweetheart.
Hi. Come.
So that's the girl you like.
Telling you, this guy Rachel is with is crazy, okay? He viciously screamed at total strangers. I think he's bad news.
Wait a minute. You don't like the guy Rachel's dating? Well, that's odd.
Oh, hey, Lauren. You guys, this is Kate's understudy, Lauren.
Oh, hi.
Hey,
gosh, you look so familiar. Oh, yeah, I ran into you in the hallway in your building. It was right after I slept with Joey. He dumped me the next day. So how'd you guys meet?
Well, the short version is I pursued her for a couple of months. Then I gave her a check for $20,000 and she was mine.
Yeah, and in the long version, I dump him for telling people the short version.
Joey, sweetheart, you were fabulous!
Hey, you guys, this is my agent, Estelle.
How do you do? Oh, you two girls were outstanding. Did they have representation?
They weren't in the play.
We're not actors.
Oh, what a shame. Because with her face and her chest, I could really put something together.
Could I borrow it?
Hi. Remember me?
Hi. Yeah. Tommy's in line for the bathroom and someone just cut in front of him. I think he's going to snap.
Russ, I'm going to go.
Go? Why?
I don't know. Could be because I don't feel like standing around all night waiting for some guy who may or may not scream.
Oh, but Kaylin, he definitely will scream.
Goodbye, Ross.
Uh-oh, goodbye.
Here we go, people. Boxing Day. The Lucille Lortel Theater, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Ha! Joey Tribbiani gives an uneven performance about Mr. Tribbiani is not the worst thing in this production.
Yes!
Kate Miller's awkward and mannered portrayal is laughable. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Aha! Here it is. The direction by Marshall Townend is... Thank you. Boys and girls, you've ruined my life. Please, stuff your talentless faces with my mother's crab cakes. Excuse me.
Does anyone mind if I save this?
Hey.
Oh, is the play over?
Yeah, where were you?
Thank you for your patience. You're the next caller.
You're the next caller 5 hours ago. You must be going crazy.
Nah, kept myself busy. Okay, yeah, I put your stuff in her room and her stuff in your room.
Hey.
You okay?
Fabulous.
Listen, drama critics, they're nothing but people who couldn't make it as actors. You know what you should do?
Become a drama critic.
I am hurt! A plague of both your houses.
By the way, he dumped me tonight after he read my review.
Oh, classy.
Yep. I sure know how to pick him, huh? You know I gave up a fart on a soap for this?
Wow. Yeah, I gave up a job, too.
Really? What?
Decline cats. Hey, tell you what. Let me walk you home. We'll stop by every newsstand and burn every copy of their Times and the Post.
And why the Post?
Oh, you didn't see the Post?
No, you?
No, why?
You really think these newspapers are just jealous of me?
Oh, absolutely. You're talented and you're good looking.
Oh, you're sweet and cute.
I know. That's why they trashed me. Well, wait a minute.
What?
I don't get you. I mean, first, you hate me. Then, you sleep with me. Then, you want nothing to do with me. Now, you want me again?
What, so you never went out with an actress before?
Kate, do you even like me?